Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
One more time, because the Kings got to win over the weekend.
Welcome in here
to the Monday, November 24th edition of Dealing with KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live. The worst slums alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Here.
I did think about this. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely one of the things I thought about almost immediately. And there's a way to do it. There is a way to do it. Ms. MAC-10, I understand, but it could just be a little quick hitting the button, count to three, and stop it. Like it could look filthy. Wait, I mean, just it. I feel you. They don't have to be no. We ain't got to hear it, but just the. Dun, dun. All right, yeah, the Kings won. Boom, turn it off.
What was the point?
That's what I'm saying.
Making the rule, we made it then.
I don't know if we made the rule. We didn't.
What was the rule?
It's just when the time is right. When, like, we like.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. Sorry, Zell.
Damn.
We don't get no young Zell. You, really?
You got to hold this team's feet to the fire.
Y'all really want young Zell?
I mean, come on, man. I don't know, man. It's a fabric.
Y'all really want young Zell?
It's a fabric. A D-Lo and KC. Like I said, it ain't got to be no. We ain't even got to hear Young Zell speak. It's just a boom, boom. Yeah, all right, boom, boom. Yeah,
keep it. Let's put it to a vote. We'll put it. There's sorry to the radio audience. There's over 1,000 people watching. Just real quick. No matter what platform you're watching on, just fire off yes or no. Are we still playing Light the Beam after the Kings go to 4-13?
They literally still lit the beam.
Well, that's fine.
But
they tried to call for it.
I understand, but hold on, no, don't listen completely to them, because I understand what Damian said. I get it. That's why I say you meet in the middle by just 5 seconds. Just play. All right, you got it.
That's
keep
dumb. That
keep them. Yeah, no, they don't get the whole damn. They don't get one verse until I don't know when. It might not be this year.
We're gonna have to do it electoral college style. And I'm Florida and Ohio, and I'm saying no, we're not playing this. KC's Rhode Island, so sorry, man. We are not playing this.
I thought
song.
I was Cali.
You can be Cali if you want to. We all know the election goes through Florida and Ohio.
All right, y'all. No Young Zell, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Hey, there's Kansas Park. Oh, whoa. There you go. There. That's it.
See, that's
really
wrong.
Does that make anybody
cheap.
Feel better?
That felt cheap.
Like, really?
That was cheap right
that's
there.
It.
That makes you feel better?
That's fine.
That was a waste of a hockey.
No, that's fine.
That's shameful.
A little something to get him through the day, huh?
That's embarrassing. That's fine. That is embarrassing.
That's fine. That's all you needed.
That's Kings like won. What you do when you're playing Name That Tune.
Kings won.
I'm sorry. Is this Will Z?
Who is
Will
that?
Will Z9206?
It says Will Z90210.
This Google thing is the stupidest thing that's ever happened to the internet. Goodness gracious.
Is that what is this a Google?
This is a Google YouTube thing.
Yeah, they're
like, hey, we'll give you your ESPN back, but your YouTube experience is going to suck now.
Well, it's not Zabo anymore. It's like Casey said last week, it's Zabo. Does everyone feel better now that we played the song for 2 seconds?
Yes.
No.
Yes, that's
it was
much
dumb.
Better.
That was absolutely senseless. I wish we could play the song. It'd be nice. Maybe
what if they win tonight?
Nah, they don't get the they don't
no
get
back to back wins?
Winning, I didn't think they'd win two in a row anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Kyle has them winning 3 of 4 from January 16th to 21st. Two in a row seems absolutely crazy to me.
Yeah,
absolutely crazy.
I'm not predicting them to win tonight by any means.
When do we think they win a game by double digits?
It depends on who's here still, but when they play the Wizards or the Nets. I mean, those teams.
Famous last words, man.
Are we sure they're not the Wizards or the Nets, though?
Yeah.
I believe, I'll check.
When does next season start? If you don't blow them out with this group of guys, if you don't get a double-digit win with this group of guys, I'm not sure you will.
Cameron said, hashtag justice for Zale. that's terrible.
Let me see.
We'll know when it's the right time to play Young Zale. Yeah,
I was about to say. Now, this is just a prediction. It's not a spoiler. But the Nets beat the Wizards by 23.
Okay.
So, yeah, they can beat one of them by double digits. Will they? Never, I don't know.
Okay.
Never forget the time a man brought his family to Christmas.
Well.
And the Wizards were there.
Damn, when are the Wizards here? Let's make sure that's not it.
I always look to see who's around here during Christmas time. Always look to see. Who is it?
It was the perfect plan, too. Like, you were right. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take the family to see the Wizards. Yeah. Ben will be ready to go, whatever. And it's just, yeah, Christmas was ruined.
This means not much of anything, but the Nets beat the Pacers by 9.
That's just
they
the
beat
Celtics.
The Celtics by 8. I think the Kings can get to double digits on somebody.
Okay.
Well, they went by 5 the other night.
At this point, the Kings just winning basketball games is fine. And yes, they won by 5. I think the most that they've won by might be 5.
I think it is, because wasn't it like 3-1-1 or something?
I know the total was 8. They beat the Bucks by 2. They beat the Warriors by 5. Mm. They beat the Nuggets by 5. And they beat the Jazz by 1. So,
well, good for them.
There you have it. They lost to the Grizzlies by well, never mind. It doesn't matter. Shout out to Jesse, who cut that clip of us.
Woo!
A lot of people saw that clip.
Yeah, man.
I heard from a lot of people over the weekend.
Mm.
Make sure you retweet, please.
Good to know that y'all are out there.
Yeah, man.
We appreciate you. Shout out to those that ain't here no more and caught the clip on social.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate everybody weighing in. Not one person messaged and went, you know you're wrong, right?
I didn't get any of those.
I got some unfollows. I got some. Oh, that was mean.
For real?
Didn't get a lot.
What does mean?
tell you off the air. But yeah, got a lot of. You know, yeah, that about checks out.
Man, yeah. All right, man. Like, this is what I said the other day, and I believe it. Like, Vivek, and they gotta wear this. Like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you got to wear it. This is your record. This is your legacy right now.
If you have an issue with it as well, I guess put up your side of why it's wrong. Like, what can the Kings front office or Vivek point to? It's like, yeah, no, that's actually not the case. And it's actually been better. Like, go ahead and point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's why everything you said is wrong and why we've been cooking the last few years.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's one of those things, like, I feel you. I understand what you're saying. I still live in the premise of, like, yeah, they'll be good at some point. He'll be the owner. Like, that's...
I hope
you're
right,
what do we say about Dolan? You know, like, we can go down the list.
Got to the finals with Sarver.
And it doesn't have to be because he did something right. It's just the law of averages. The Lions for 30 years, where Lions will never be good. Clippers will never be good. They end up being good. Like, that's the way I'm going about it.
Well, I know the Clippers are a joke, but the Clippers had game moments where they had playoff teams with Donald Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
I know people don't point that out, but they did.
Right.
And then they had that run at the end, obviously, of Sterling's career and into Bombers. But
right.
I guess Vivek gets credit for one.
But I was even going to say, like, I'm not – the whole point of me saying that was, like, I don't feel like never. But you have to – if you're in that camp, you have to understand that right now this is your record. 13 years or whatever, one playoff appearance. Mm. Like, that's your record. Like, what are you getting mad about?
Mm-hmm.
What was said was all factual, all data factual, right? Like, it wasn't a hypothesis or anything. Like, it was like, no, ain't won nothing since he's been around. Like, you gotta, what is there to argue? Now, you could say, hey, man, like, give us time, like we'll get it done or whatever you want to say in the future. That's all hypothesizing. Dealing with what's going on in the here and now, yeah, man, that's the legacy right now. And you got to wear it. That's just how I feel. Like, you got to wear it. If you want it to be different, then make different moves and win some games, and then people will say different things about you. But right now, the fact, how are you going to blame anyone? Like, even if I think differently, right? Mm-hmm. How are you going to get mad at anyone who says they'll never win with him around?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no argument for that. Like, yeah, I get it. I get why you feel that way. We'll just see what happens.
Yeah. Well, they won on Saturday, and for now, that's what matters. They won Saturday. They got another game to be played. Tonight, Russell Westbrook had a spectacular fourth quarter. DeMar DeRozan with that and-one to ensure that the Sacramento Kings walk away with a win when Jokic was doing his best to make sure that didn't happen.
Turned into Larry Bird from beyond the
earth. And here's the thing that I'll – he been Larry Bird, man.
Yeah.
But maybe better. Here's the thing that I really appreciated about this game from Sacramento is they were down 13 – about midway through the third. And within 3 minutes, they had cut the lead to 2. A couple minutes later, the game was tied. Mm. So it's normally around that double-digit mark where you kind of get that pit in your stomach wondering, all right, we're in the second half. We're in the third quarter. How bad is this going
to
get?
All right, are they about to tap out?
Yeah, is this kind of the moment where it turns? I was talking to Jake Gaden last night, and Jake's like, yo, what do you think was the difference? I was like, man, I wish I could tell you. I don't have a clue. And I wanted to believe it was, you know, maybe 13 isn't a number. I mean, you hear people say this in the league all of the time. You hear players say this all of the time. That's not that big of a deficit. I know it feels like it, but the pace of the game and all that, those double-digit deficits are not really that big of a deal. King showed, like, you can erase that pretty quick. Maybe you get some, you know, fortunate misses on one end. You get some defensive stops or whatever. You can categorize them either way, whichever you want to. It doesn't matter. But you're able to get the ball back without giving up points, and then you convert on the offensive end, and then all of a sudden that 13-point lead is 2, and now you're just scratching and clawing. I don't know what the difference was for Sacramento on Saturday. Keegan Murray started. Keegan was solid. Russ was great. You mentioned Dennis earlier. Dennis, who didn't really play in the fourth quarter. Zach LaVine, who essentially played the entire fourth quarter. Both of those guys were good. I thought Dennis was really good in the three quarters that he played. But there's nothing for me to point to and go, all right, this is what they did, and here's how they have to replicate it. They moved the ball. They 32 assists, eight steals. I don't know if that's them hitting shots. I don't know if that's the offense being different. I don't know what it is. Right now, it's a one-off. Mm-hmm. And it's a one-off in a sea of bad games. So, you know, we'll see how they play tonight. You might be able – I think you can get a feel for how this basketball team is playing, whether they win or lose. If they play the same way, if you see 30-something assists, 20, you know, 27, 28 assists, you see 6, 7, 8, 9 steals on the defensive end, and you wind up losing to a fourth quarter effort from Anthony Edwards. It's like, okay, well wait a minute. Now you've got a couple of game sample size of a certain style of basketball. Mm-hmm. Can they continue this? Can this stretch continue? Of course, that's what we were saying at the start of the season when they were playing well and falling short in games, and then it morphed into what we saw over the course of, you know, 13, 14 days or so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, man, I love the 32 assist number.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. And I always lean on Will Z to kind of figure out, you know, I'm big on, yeah, you're going to get assists when shots are falling. The number that I'm looking at is, did the potential assists change? That's going to tell me if they were moving the ball. Because in the fourth quarter, I felt like I saw a lot of the same one-on-one stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The shots were just falling. Like Russ went one-on-one a lot. Yeah. DeMar
Zach
did.
Yeah. Yep.
The shots were falling. But if there was a, you know, and that's just late in the game. If there was, over the course of the game, the stat, you know, talking about potential assists were up by 7 or 8, you know what I mean, as opposed to the last couple of games. That's a good sign right there. That's a good sign of trust, of maybe different approach to the offense and things like that. So I much like you, didn't take much away in a long-term feel from that win on Saturday. It didn't change what I feel and what I believe about this team as of right now, but it was good to see them win.
Like, I
watched the game. I had the game on one TV, the Kings game on one TV, the boxing match on the other, and, you know, looking at the Kings win and Russell do his thing in the fourth quarter, and DeMar hit a couple of big shots and Keegan play well. It was great to see. I'm not going to act like, oh, they still suck, I hate them. Like, nah.
Damn.
I was happy to see that. It was cool.
It's aggressive.
That's what some people were.
I'm never going to be upset when they win. Like, that serves no purpose. Like, it's a basketball team. You want to root them on. You want to support them. Continue to do that. I just wish I could offer a deeper analysis as to what we saw. Mm-hmm. I know what we saw in that isolated game. That game was Saturday. It's not even an instant reaction to it. You've heard your podcast. You've seen your podcast. You saw the post game. All of that stuff. I don't know what to tell you about that game. Mm-hmm. It's not the first time we've seen it. We saw it against Milwaukee earlier this year. That wasn't the Warriors game to me. This was a completely different type of game than the Warriors game. This was a lot closer. To me, this was damn near a mirror image of that Milwaukee game. and it's fine. Like, those games happen during the year. But when you have a team in which you believe their identity is something ugly, one game, putting a little makeup on it isn't going to make you feel any better.
Yeah.
And this game didn't make me feel any better. Again, to what KC was talking about, I'm thrilled that they won, but I'm not. All right. I can't come in here and cheerlead. Hey, all right. All right. Yeah. Not. We're quite a ways away from that.
Yeah.
We're quite a ways away from that. Hopefully one day they can get there, but we are a ways away from that.
Shout out to Will Z. Quick on the draw. Mm-hmm. Said the Kings are averaging 44.5 potential assists per game this season. That's good for 23rd in the NBA on, I think he meant Saturday. They had 48 potential assists. So not much of a difference.
Okay.
And that's something for me when I look at that. It's just the shots went in.
So they got 32 on a potential 48. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they had four more potential assists than they average on the season, so that's more.
I mean, you go back and you watch the fourth quarter. I mean, I think your assessment of that 12 minutes is correct. Like, there's a lot of Zach, there's a lot of DeMar, and there's Russ. And DeMar had that big play at the end. Russ was aggressive out the gate, had that corner three that I think gave the Kings a lead. And it was, yeah, there was a lot of that same stuff. There was ball movement there. I mean, we mentioned, you know, the backcourt of Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook had a combined, I think, 42. I think they each had 21 in that one.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis has had some really rough moments during this. I think we're up to maybe like 9-game stretch, 10-game stretch or whatever. But he's had some good ones as well. And most of the good ones, if not all of them, have been happening since he was moved to the bench. Mm-hmm. It's a different game. Like, it's just different when you start versus when you come off the bench. It's a different feel. It has to be. I know everyone said, nah, the approach is the same. The game's already happening. Like, there's five other guys establishing a feel for the game, be it good or bad. And your job, especially as a point guard, is to come in and either continue what's happening or redirect what's happening. And I think Dennis has done, for the most part, since being moved to that position, a terrific job. There are games where he has played significantly better, scored significantly more than Russell Westbrook. I think Russ is better in the starting lineup. I think Dennis can continue to have these games and have like a Malik Monk 2 years ago situation where you watch Dennis and go, yeah, he's thriving because he's in this role and it's suiting him very, very well. But both of those guys were terrific on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, and that's a big reason they won.
Yeah, and something else that kind of stood out on Saturday, maybe more, not more than the assist number, but like I said, the style of play looked familiar to me. But, and it's not like they were getting super stops, but they were aggressive and physical on the defensive end in that fourth quarter, especially on the boards. You know, I thought, just watching it with the naked eye, I thought, you know, there was a better effort in the game rebounding aspect of it all in that fourth quarter. And, yeah, Jokic hit some shots like he's going to do. But, hey, they had to make a couple plays to get out of there and make sure they secure the win. They out-rebounded Denver in that final quarter 11-6.
There you go.
So I thought defensively, finishing defensive possessions, it just kind of stood out in that fourth quarter, what they were able to do to bring that game home.
Yeah. Whatever it is, try to replicate it tonight.
Yes.
You gotta
take a little sting off of the patience of the reception of the home crowd with that win on Saturday. Do you think?
No, because I don't think the reception would have been bad. I think the in-game reaction, the trigger would have been pulled quicker, which would have been tough because y'all pulled that trigger really quick against Atlanta. Like, it was quick. Atlanta, 1, 2, 3. You had lost three games. Is that right? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you had lost three games in a row going into that Atlanta game, and it was 18-8. And boo! This is trash. Crowd was furious. Yeah. I don't think that the crowd would have absolutely not have spent their money to show up to the Golden One Center here on this holiday week to boo the Sacramento Kings before tip-off. Mm. But don't go down double digits before the first time out, because I don't think you'll get a glowing reaction there. I don't know. There'll be storylines to follow. There will be story as the crowd goes. There'll be storylines to follow. What happens, you know, if they go down? What happens if they, you know, get down double digits or so pretty quickly? How does the crowd respond?
Yeah.
And how does the crowd respond if the clock keeps on ticking and their boy is still on the bench? Because Keon got a DMP last night, or excuse me, Saturday night, and that is remaining a topic of conversation. You pair that with the news that came from Jake Fisher and Mark Stein and all of those guys over the weekend about who is available and who is not for Sacramento. That garnered another type of reaction. So we'll get into all of that, man. We're just getting started. We are thrilled that you're here with us. We'll be with you today, tomorrow, and Wednesday before everybody goes off to enjoy their holiday. So we do have a lot to talk about. The Raiders finally made a firing that they probably should have made before they made the hiring. It's tough. And boy, shout out to the Raiders. Well, we'll tell you why next here. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.